In the 1960s, Penn's fashion work for Vogue consistently showed models against a seamless white background. It was a treatment he'd introduced in the 1940s, but the updated strobe technology of the 60s cast a new light on the models that appears dazzling. Here, it illuminates the 22-year-old actor and model Marissa Berenson. Curator Maria Morris Hamburg.
She was the granddaughter of Elsa Schiaparelli and had grown up with fashion. But she's a child of the 60s, and she presents herself as such. With her hands on her hips and her bare breasts, she has no pretense of being a soft, lily-like creature. She's powerful. She's a Wonder Woman. And that presentation is what she and Penn devised together. She was one of his favorite models. She would really do anything for him, and you can see the trust and even admiration that she has for him and he for her.
In 1969, this costume was marketed as high fashion bridal attire.
The peace symbol had been devised in the late 50s for a nuclear disarmament conference, and it was adopted in the 60s by the counterculture as a sign of their unity against the establishment. And the idea of getting married in a sculpture with bare breasts is so perfectly 60s. It was a funny, in-your-face refusal of the virginal white gown as a celebration of youth, a celebration of a lifestyle.
Vogue published the photograph in a story entitled Body Sculpture that appeared in the same issue as a feature on the Woodstock Festival. The suggestive image ran vertically across two pages in a centerfold format, further upending the time-honored image of the chaste bride.